Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 49 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the life-loving, love-loving creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and, of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit. And as I mention every week, you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com. And as always, I have put a link to that back on the description page for this episode at Blog Talk Radio. And today, I have a special guest on the show. As promised, for the entire month of February, every episode of Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age, will feature a person I love. People who are consciously creating and living the kick-ass life of their dreams, as well as helping other people do the same. And astrologer coach Sonia Francis is definitely one of those people. She blends the art of astrology with the modern art, the ancient art of astrology with the modern art of coaching to create a truly unique experience for her clients. And we are so blessed to have her on the show today. So here she is, I think. Are you there, Sonia?
Hi.
Hi, Joanna. Hi, yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Can you tell us just right off the bat what the ancient art of astrology, how does that work when you blend it together with the modern art of coaching? I noticed that was the tagline kind of that you have at the top of your website, and I thought that was such a cool combination.
Yes. Well, astrology has been around for a really, really long time, right? It's been around for 3,000 years or something. And so that's why the ancient art of astrology, because it's an art that has been practiced or observed for a really long time. And then coaching is something that, you know, people are starting to do now more and more the past, you know, decade or so. And so since I have become a life coach as well as an astrologer, and I'm combining the two and bringing them together, this is sort of a unique way of working with both of those modalities. And they both have a really powerful way of understanding people and guiding people and supporting people, you know. So I like putting the two together because I think it's very powerful. You know, astrology on the one hand, you know, helps you really understand a person's energy and life potential by just looking at their chart. And then the coaching is really more a way to help people to tap into their own power and help people to tap into their own guidance system so that they can eventually, you know, be exactly the person that they came here to be, you know, in this lifetime. So that's what I do, basically.
That is exciting. How do people typically work with you? Do they start out, like, getting their natal chart? I saw you offer all kinds of different readings. I think the soul purpose reading would really appeal to my listeners because we've talked about finding your soul's purpose before, and that is, that's a hot topic around here. So you have the soul purpose reading, and then you offer natal charts. Is that typically how someone starts working with you?
Yeah, I mean, most people actually start with a whole life reading, which is the natal chart reading, and that incorporates, you know, looking at your birth chart and then also seeing how are the planets aligned right now in the sky in connection to your birth chart and, you know, how you can align yourself with these energies and what you can expect energetically speaking in your life right now and how you can make that work for the best, you know, to take advantage of these energies in a sense, you know, and make them work for the best. But then, you know, the soul purpose reading, I think it's a wonderful reading. It's a little bit shorter, because it really just focuses on your soul purpose that you came here to fulfill on in this lifetime. And so what I do in that reading is I look particularly into the birth chart, and I look to see where are the moon nodes in the birth chart, where is Pluto in the birth chart. And for those of you who are completely unfamiliar with astrology, I will explain what that means.
Oh, thank you. That was my next question.
But basically, the moon nodes represent our soul's journey. They're the symbolic path. They represent symbolically what our soul's path is in this lifetime. So by looking to see where that is in your birth chart, you can really see where did I come from, what am I trying to accomplish in this lifetime, what's best for me to focus on, what's best for me to become more conscious about. You know, it really is a really fantastic guidance system, the moon nodes. The Pluto placement, which is one of the outer planets, which has been demoted to a dwarf planet, which,
right.
You know, is kind of funny, but it's a very powerful planet in our chart, and it has to do with the soul's purpose. And that planet really shows us where can we empower ourselves and make a difference in the world in terms of not just on an individual level, but also on a collective level. And so it's really the place where the soul wants you to fully embrace yourself and wants you to really empower yourself completely so you can fully make the difference that you came here to do, you know. So it's a very powerful placement, and it's very interesting to look at, you know, the Pluto placement and the moon nodes in the chart, and it's usually very gratifying for people to hear about.
How interesting. And you base that solely on their chart?
Yeah, on the birth chart. So I just need somebody's birth date. I need to know what time they were born and where they were born, what country and what city. And then I can pull up a birth chart on my computer, on my astrology program. And when I look at the chart, which has all the symbols in it, it's like a wheel, and it has, you know, all the planets and all the, you know, it shows me their houses and their rising sign and all these things. And through those symbols, it's like speaking another language, basically. You know, astrology
mm-hmm.
is like a language. You look at the symbols, and each symbol has a meaning. Each symbol represents, it's like an archetype or represents a particular energy, you know? And
yes.
then by knowing what each of the symbols mean and what it means in the relationship to each other, like how they relate to each other, these symbols, that tells you something about the person as well, you know. And it gets very complex, to be honest, you know, so it's hard to maybe explain that in a couple of minutes, you know. That's why I teach astrology, too, because
right.
it's a very complex science and subject, you know. But it's a great tool to get to know ourselves better and to empower ourselves and to support ourselves in this life, you know.
Why do you think that is? How do you think it works? Do you think that we are being influenced by the planets, or that is just sort of a reflection of what's going on here and that there's a sort of synchronicity that's happening? What's your interpretation of what's going on?
Yes, thank you for that question. That's a great, excellent question, because I think a lot of people misunderstand astrology in that way. The planets do not influence us at all. It has nothing to do with that. They're just a mirror or a reflection of what happens energetically speaking inside of us. So they're
mm-hmm.
kind of like, they show us, you know, it's like as above, so below. What happens outside of you also happens inside of you. You know, life is a mirror. Life is, every relationship is a mirror. Everything that you encounter in life is sort of like a reflection of how you treat yourself or how you relate to yourself or what's going on internally. And so we can really shift our lives very often by just shifting, how we feel internally or how we relate to ourselves, you know, the things that we believe, and then the outside world shifts too. You know, all of a sudden we have different experiences. All of a sudden we attract different things to us, right?
Yes.
And astrology is really just, it's like that. It's like a mirror. It shows us the reflection of our inner energies are in alignment, you know, and what's happening. And it helps us to really, you know, understand how we function, you know. Because when you know yourself really well, you know, when you really know what's going on internally with yourself, then you have a much better idea of how you can make that work for yourself in a successful way, you know.
Yeah.
How can you use all these energies? And because we're all different, you know, we all have different ways of doing things, different ways of feeling or experiencing things. And if we know what that is, you know, that turns us on, or if we know what it is that makes us, you know, how we think, how we learn, how we love, you know, if we can know a little, if we can understand that a little bit better, then we may not be seeking things in life that are contradictory to that energy. You know,
mm-hmm.
we were more able to align ourselves with that energy, and then life becomes easier, you know, quite frankly.
Very cool. Well, can you, I see you offer courses where you teach people
yes.
about astrology so they can learn about all
yes.
this in depth, and
yes.
you differentiate what you're teaching from, I guess, maybe what other people are teaching by calling it soul-based astrology. Can you tell us what
yes.
soul-based astrology is, what it means to you, and maybe why it's a little bit different than something you might come across that's out there?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, I would say the biggest difference between how I teach or what I teach and traditional astrology, or maybe what other astrologers teach, is that I have a different philosophy around astrology, how I like to use the tool. And to me, it is very important to also, mainly I think because I'm a life coach as well, I believe that it's very important to use any tool or any modality that we use in life to support ourselves and to empower ourselves. And so the perspective that I use with soul-based astrology is that from a soul's perspective, the time of birth that we chose on a soul level to come into in this lifetime is something that we chose. So it's not coincidence. It's not random. It's literally our birth chart was picked by us, by the soul part of us. And whether that's true or not, I honestly don't know, but I do believe that that's empowering to believe, you know. And I do
right.
believe in reincarnation, and I do believe in you know, souls, and, you know, that there is another plane, you know, if there's a physical plane and a spiritual plane, I believe in those things. But even if somebody else doesn't believe that, it doesn't matter, because the truth is whatever is most empowering to you in order to use a tool like astrology, to me it makes sense to use it in a way that empowers you rather than a way that disempowers you. So if you think that it's random, that this birth chart is random, that you just kind of like had bad luck when you drew that chart, right? So that's not empowering. You know, that's very disempowering, because then you're always going to be at the effect of your own birth chart and you're going to live like a victim. But if you choose to believe that you're the one who actually picked that chart to have certain experiences in this lifetime and to learn certain lessons, and to explore and evolve in a particular way as a human being and on a soul level, then that, I think, is empowering, you know. And then you can actually look at your birth chart and see, you know, how can I use this chart so that I can actually fulfill on what I came here to do, you know, to fulfill on why I chose this chart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I like the way that you say that, too, whether it's true or not, it's an empowering belief to have, and that resonates with me deeply, because I'm a person that's always like, I don't have the answers. I live for the mystery. I'm not going to tell you what happened before you were born or after, but
right.
I love that
right.
it's like...
and we don't know, that's the thing, but you know, I think that if something feels empowering, that's good enough for me to believe that it's true.
Yeah, I love that.
Why not?
Yay, you may have just changed my philosophy a little bit there, Sonia. And, you know, I remember we went out to dinner once, and I was telling you how somebody asked for my birth chart information and said they would give me a free reading. And they were like, they got back to me a little while later, and they're like, oh, no, you have the most terrible chart. This is awful and whatever. And it pissed you off. You were like, oh, my gosh, I hate when people do that. And it really got you off on a tangent
terrible.
About, like, how awful that is and wrong and astrologers shouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. I think it's such a disservice to other people to tell them that they have a terrible chart. I mean, how can you even do that? That's like basically saying to their face, you're a terrible person, you know? I mean, it's no different, in my opinion. And I think it's not of service. I mean, I think that, you know, people who do that probably feel, to some extent, a little bit disempowered themselves, you know? Otherwise, why would you do that to another person, you know?
Right.
I mean, to me, that doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I think that it's very important that when you, as a client, when you go to see an astrologer, when you go to see a person, where you seek help, where you seek out help, whether it's astrology or any other modality, it doesn't really matter. It's so important that we don't give our power away to the other person. You know, no matter who you see, no matter who you interact with, whether it's a psychic or an astrology reading or a coach or a psychologist or a therapist or a Reiki person, it's important that we really also trust ourselves. So when we meet with a person like that and they make us feel bad, you know, there's a bad feeling in the room all of a sudden, then you got to trust that that's not in your best interest. You know, you got to trust that you need to remove yourself from that situation because it's obviously not resonating with you. You know, the soul, on a soul level, you know, our feelings and our sensations are what indicate and what give us messages. You know, they indicate, like, whether we need to move towards something or move away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that very firmly, you know, that when you have an experience where you feel like disempowered by another person, that's a clear sign that that you may not want to stick around.
Right. Move away.
You may not want to be in a relationship with that person. I mean,
right.
Look, if it's your boyfriend and you have a moment of disempowerment, that's another story, you know, because relationships work a little bit differently on an intimate level, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to a service, you know, that you're seeking, and you're seeking someone who's for help, you're reaching out for help, then that's definitely the case.
Yeah.
I would say. I
have a question that actually just kind of popped into my head. I'm interested in your take on fate versus destiny. And like, say, for example, I was born into the exact same, at the exact same hospital, same town, same everything, as someone that was born in the next room, like at the same, you know, second we came into this planet, but we're born into different families and different life situations.
Yeah.
How does astrology, do you think it ties into fate? Or, I mean, we could definitely have two totally different experiences of life, but we would have the same birth chart, correct?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for that question. That's an excellent question as well, yeah. I mean, I would say that when it comes to the same birth charts, like twins, for example, have the same birth charts as well, right? And they're born, they sometimes they live in the same family, sometimes, you know, they don't, you know. If they've been separated at birth or something, you know, there's actually been studies on that with twins who were separated at birth. They have exactly the same birth chart, and it was interesting because their lives were very similar in terms of certain events that happened. So they got married in the same year. They had children in the same year. They both made about the same money. They there were other things, you know, like just kind of like big item things, you know? And
right.
So I think there is fate involved when it comes to our journey here in this life, but I do also believe that each of us is free will. And I do believe that, you know, when you come into a particular family or into a particular place, there is a certain amount of conditioning that takes place within that family and within that upbringing. And, you know, certain conditions, of course, you know, there's sometimes the sense that we kind of like keep living in the same, we keep turning the same wheel because we keep repeating the same things, right?
Right.
Because of our conditioning. But when you can break out of that conditioning and you can really individuate and you can really bring a lot of consciousness to your own life and make conscious choices, then you're definitely taking advantage of what we call free will, you know.
Right.
But a
and
lot
shaping
of people,
your destiny.
Yeah, by shaping your destiny. But I think a lot of people get stuck in their conditioning, and so it's very difficult for them to break out of that upbringing, to break out of that past. And when you can't break out of that, it's very difficult to you may think you're making choices and you're making, you know, you have free will, but really you're making choices out of your conditioning, not out of free will.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. And you know what I'm thinking too is astrology, is it a tool that can tell you kind of the fate you're going to be born into, some major events that might happen or experiences you might go through? Is it also possible that that can show you ways to get to that individuation process, to make conscious choices? Is it personal to us in that way, that it can be a tool
yes.
of empowerment? It can show us maybe ways
yes.
to work with our own personality and whatnot.
I mean, the way I use it with people, yes, I would say that. I mean, I'm not saying that every astrologer uses it in that way, but the way I use it, I will definitely tell people, you know, that whatever I'm telling them is basically I'm talking to them about particular energy patterns that are in place or in play at the moment, and that they can make free choices with that. They can choose how to use these energy patterns, and they can either use these energy patterns on a higher vibration in a conscious way, or they can use these energy patterns unconsciously on a lower vibration where the energy then just kind of like plays itself out depending on whatever your conditioning is. Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think the way I work with astrology is that I always give people the view of what is the highest possible and the most conscious possible way to look at the particular transits and energies that are occurring for them in that moment or for the next several months. And then that way people can see, okay, that's my possibility. You know, my possibility is if I use this energy consciously, I can actually create such and such and such and such. Of course, it's still up to the client. You know, I can't force them to use
yes.
the energy in a most conscious way in the highest vibration. I can't, you know, I'm not there with them. I'm not holding their hands. But what I can do is at least I can give them the opportunity to look and see what that would look like, you know. If they use that energy in the highest possible way, that's what it could mean, and this is what it could look like, you know?
Yeah, and I can see how working with you in a coaching situation over a period of time could help you harness that, because I know a lot of people kick up resistance when they first get a piece of information or something will
right.
make sense intellectually, but then we have
yes.
those ingrained patterns and habits
yes.
that
yes.
it can take time to break through
yes.
something like that.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's exactly what the coaching is for, actually, that, you know, you start out with the reading, and then if people want to go a little bit deeper and work a little bit more on themselves, you know, then you, with the coaching, what you do is, you know, I have a technique that I use that lends itself to guide people to let go of blockages. So basically, it is a way that people can really let go of resistances. It's a way that people let go of attachments. And
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe you know this from the Buddhist philosophy, and I just want to say I'm not a Buddhist, but I just, you know, from that philosophy, I know that there's a saying that, you know, aversion and attachment are the two things that cause human beings most of the suffering.
Yes.
You know, that without aversion and attachment, that there is no suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say from my own experience, and not because I'm a Buddhist, but just from my own experience in using this technique, because I use it on myself too, that is definitely true. I mean, not being attached to anything and not having aversion, being able to let go of those things is so powerful. You can be so present. You can be so present and you can be so open without attachment and without aversion. And life just starts to look so differently, you know, like it just flows. Things flow. Things like come in, move out. It's just like it becomes a very different life.
Yeah, I think it's about getting out of your own way and stepping into the flow instead of like stopping the flow up with your own resistance.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And your forecasts are
easy to do, of course.
You do free astrology forecasts like every 2 weeks on the new and full moon, and they're wonderful. They're my favorites. And I share them sometimes with, you know, when I feel especially moved. I've put them in my newsletters or on Facebook from time to time. Yeah, I love your approach. And so I'm thinking, you know, that can give people a great idea of the work that you do if they want to look more into it. But then you also teach these soul-based astrology courses.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit? We only have a couple of minutes left, but I just wanted to mention that for people who wanted to actually learn more about astrology, what it would be like to take one of those courses with you. I think you have them in a sequential order where they take this one first and then that one next. How does that work?
It's sort of like a curriculum. I have like 5 courses that I do sequentially, and it starts out with soul-based basics, and then it goes beyond the basics, and then and so on, you know, and the last one is the master class. And each of the courses is designed to really help you see how to approach astrology from that soul-based model, you know, from the perspective of soul-based astrology rather than, I have students who have already studied astrology who take these courses with me just to get my perspective on how I work with the chart. You know, how I work with signs and the planets and the houses. So, and I also have people who've never done astrology before. They come to me, too, and they just want to learn about it, you know. So there's both. But I think it's a great way for either a brand new beginner or for someone who already knows a little bit about astrology, you know, to kind of like get a new understanding of how to use this tool in a way that empowers themselves. And if they want to also read other people's charts, empower other people, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's so cool. Is it video? Is it delivered audio? Or PDF? How is it delivered?
Yeah. It's actually a really fantastic website. I have this website that I teach from where you have a video and then you have like a whiteboard. And on the whiteboard, I basically can upload all kinds of charts and visuals and text and anything I really want to upload. It's very fantastic. And so the class is really wonderful in the sense that you can see me and you know, see my video as I'm teaching. But you also have the whiteboard where you can then see exactly what I'm teaching. So,
perfect.
It's sort of like similar to like maybe a PowerPoint, only that I don't really use PowerPoints. The way I do it is I make it more... I create it as I go, so I have like a page with text on it, then I have a page with a chart on it, then I have some drawings, you know, so it's sort of like, it's like all mixed together.
Okay. Well, we have like seconds left, so let's tell people how to find you. They want to go to astrologercoach.com, right?
Yes, astrologercoach.com.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing what you do with us today. And I urge people to go check you out. And how do they watch your YouTube videos? How do they find you there?
On my website, there's a tab that says Astrology Forecast for 2014.
Okay.
If you tap on that link, you get weekly forecasts end my videos.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I will see you next week when I have Sherry, a.k.a. Cricket Song of Lunar Wisdom, on the show. Much love to you. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Peace.
Thank you, Joanna.